Hello and welcome to the wild wormhole where, much like the card, you never know what you're gonna get during spoiler season. I'm D-House here with the double J action. We got Jay Bray. What's up, buddy?
Hello, I'm the actual Jay. So good to see you guys. This is a face reveal stream. You're welcome. It's the big spoiler announcement.
Your face is the spoiler.
Have you never been on camera before for Wild Wormhole?
I just like remaining mysterious as much as possible.
I feel that. You should have wore a mask like that music dude. I can't remember his name.
It should have been a Zach Armstrong face mask.
Yeah.
That would
be great.
Yeah.
And then we also got Jay Trash. Jay Trash, how you doing?
Pretty good. Chilling. Playing some Keyforge.
Yep. Bring in the video expertise. If you're wondering why this looks good, it's not because of me.
We'll see if it looks good.
Well, hey guys, when you're watching this on YouTube Premiere, the GameFound campaign is live and things are moving. But we were contacted a bit ago by Ghost Galaxy and Christian Peterson, and he very generously asked if we would essentially be a part of the building hype for this campaign and posting some spoilers on Saturday. And I said, oh my gosh, you know we're in. So they sent us a couple spoilers to give you guys. And then by pure accident, 1.5 of our spoilers were kind of found by the Keyforge sleuths of the community. If you're on all the Discord channels and you're following closely, a couple of these might not be a surprise, but we're still gonna talk about them because not everyone is following those Discord channels, okay? But they were, Ghost Galaxy was so great. They immediately emailed and said, hey, we're going to send you a third one because we want you to have this, this one that definitely no one has seen. So, very excited about that. We're going to get to that in just a minute, but are you guys ready?
Oh, so, I'm ready.
Awesome. The first one, which showed up in the, Equidon article this week is, but we'll show the full version here, is the Mollus Caller from House Equidon. Equidon hype is real. You've got 4 power, 4 armor. Get Rukia creature. Has the reap ability for the remainder of the turn. Each friendly strange shell gets +3 power and loses all abilities.
Does that even mean? What is a strange shell?
What is a strange shell? That's a great question, Jay. Well, why don't we show the good people? The Strange Shell is the rare token rarity, forget what it's exactly called, but it's right here. Strange Shell, 1 power, 4 armor token. It's a beast. Strange Shell cannot fight or reap, which is immediately very interesting, but has the action, put Strange Shell into your hand. So Mollus Caller can reap, give it +3, so that Strange Shell token turns into a 4/4. Which is no joke, right? Or you could use the Strange Shell and put some card from the top of your deck that made its way into a token into your hand. And you know what it is because the rules they've stated is that you can always look at what's under the card. Thoughts? What do you think?
I think it's pretty sweet. I like the idea of kind of having like almost a second archive on your battlefield if you have a bunch of cards that let you create tokens and get like 10 tokens out there and just like have a huge turn. That would be really fun. And having 4 armor, that's not easy to get through. So that's pretty cool. The second thing I would mention here is that I'm just reading on forums and stuff, people complained about the fact that you're putting just random cards onto the battlefield, so it could be like some of your best cards get out there as tokens. And I think this kind of is a counter to that argument, to where you know the card that's on the field and at any time you can just pick it up and put it in your hand. I think this will probably be one of the best tokens, to be honest.
Oh, hot take.
I immediately thought of like the Archivist card that goes face up in your archives, and then you can just pull whatever card you want from your archives at the start of your turn rather than all of them, where this lets you just use the action ability on an Equidon turn to kind of do the same. So if somehow you had 10 strange shells out there, you could say, like, oh, I'm going to go into like Mars next turn. pick up all of your Mars strange shells and then just have a hand ready to go, which seems awesome. And two, I look at that first line and see cannot fight a reap. I'm like, this card's terrible. Outside of just being a huge body, that's, you know, a card that you probably want with your deck, not on the field as a strange shell. But yeah, it'll be interesting play patterns of having to call Equidon to get this benefit, but not really doing much on the Equidon turn. So it's just like, can you almost get away with a setup turn? Which, you know, there's tons of other cards within this house that'll combo well with this. But if that's your only goal is to kind of get those cards back, you're basically taking a turn off to set up your hand perfectly to pull that off. But yeah, Maw's Caller is still sweet. Always interesting to see the card that you're reliant on being able to reap with it to get a cool effect for it. I think of like our See a Witch, Kill a Witch strategy from like early Untamed days. This could almost turn into that kind of same thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a 4/4 creature is nothing to you know, balk at. That's pretty tough to kill. Even if your deck is really heavy on capture, you know, throwing some amber on your strange shells that you really don't care about putting back in your hand and just saying, hey, I mean, I'm gonna leave this out there. If you want to kill it to get the amber, that's fine. But I'm just gonna store this amber here or store this on the Maw's Caller. It does make me think about those decks that might have two of these Maw's Callers and what that would feel like. But I do think, you know, obviously some of the kind of upside of the Maw's Caller Strange Shell is the stuff that's in Equidon already that we've seen. Like the card that was just spoiled this week, it's called Mass Buyout. It's an action that says play, and it's a common. It says play, destroy each creature. Each player gains amber equal to half the number of creatures they control that were destroyed this way, rounded up. So being able, if Mass Buyout as a common, which if you have a couple, might end up as a strange shell, to look under and be like, oh, if I need a board wipe in a specific situation, I can do my thing, you know, pop this strange shell into my hand, play the Mass Buyout, get a bunch of amber from it, wipe the board, whatever, is obviously like, just very helpful. So any cards that you see, or if you see like, oh, hey, there's a Cursed Relic, which is the one that enhances six amber, but you can't play Cursed Relic or choose the discard from your hand. If you see the strange shell is that, it's like, you know, like, okay, I'm never going to pop this guy into my hand and I'm just gonna leave it there and do nothing with it. I'm not, you know, I do think that's interesting. And we obviously haven't seen all of Equidon, so I'm sure we'll see even more synergies there of cards that, hey, if this is kind of pseudo archived onto your battle line, you know, could give you some advantage.
Yeah, I love Generous Offer as well as another one that's already been talked about. It's another common in Equidon. It just says destroy a friendly creature. If you do, steal two amber. So just being able to kill off one of those token creatures that you don't really want and just take two amber from their pool is incredible. So yeah, just the fact that the creatures you're killing are the token guys that usually aren't doing much for you anyway. Just have that flexibility is super sweet.
Yep. Okay, any final thoughts on that? Do you want to move on to our third beautiful spoiler?
I just think the last thought I have is just I'm really digging the token creature idea and the fact that we can get excited about a Mollusk Caller deck just because the only way we're ever going to see these strange shells is if we get a Mollusk Caller. It's just kind of a fun kind of deck archetype to chase after, just to kind of see if it's effective. I know with the Archivist, I was looking for decks that had that card just to see if I could, you know, do a full archive deck and make that work, and it didn't, but I'm sure there's one out there that works perfectly, but I feel a lot better about this one.
Yeah, and Mollusk Caller is a rare too, so not every deck's gonna have him in it for these strange shells, but that combo of just like say you have a deck that can get out tokens pretty easily. Say you get five out reasonably in a game, and then you Mollusk Caller, reap with all of them, then you do the Mass Buyout. I mean, that's just a huge swing right there, which is pretty cool. So
yeah. Now, just to be clear, in case you haven't been following, the only way you're going to get these strange shells is if you have the Mollusk Caller in your deck. It's the special rarity that's tied to. So if Mollusk Caller appears in your deck, the algorithm, the way that it's described, will identify that and then put the strange shells in. So this is a special tied rarity. I don't know why I can't remember the name of that, but yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but you can have a strange shell deck without a Mollusk Caller in it.
No, you can't.
No?
Strange Shell is just a Kamala's color, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep. 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 All right. Here we go. I'm so excited about this next spoiler. You guys don't even know. I think when it hit our inbox, I think we all collectively lost our minds. But the next spoiler from the House Equidon is the puzzling trinket enhances two amber into your deck, already good. Then says when you resolve an amber bonus icon, you may choose to resolve it as a capture amber pip, a damage pip, or a draw card icon instead.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the new Amphora Captura of this set. Yeah, what do you guys think?
That's pretty nutty.
Yeah. Do you want to give some quick thoughts there? I mean,
I would love to have one of those Legacy Virtuous Works, I think is what it's called, from the first set that has like three embers on it, and then you can decide to either take just draw three cards. Like, that's awesome. And the fact that it's like it's a passive, so it's always working regardless of what house you call. I mean, it's just so much flexibility. And every deck has like 10 amber at least, usually. At least ones that are played often. So it's just like, it's really good.
Yeah, I think exactly what you just said. The flexibility there is just unreal. The fact that you could have a deck that is just, you know, 15 to 20 draw pips, like the efficiency of this deck is just so much higher now. And just, you know, if you just need that extra amber pip, you can just use it for that. You don't have to use it as a draw. And if you're trying to kill a creature, just, okay, let me just ping a little damage here. I do think the draw is definitely the spiciest option of the three, but the other two have their places. I mean, the capture is always great to pull people off, you know, that last key. And then to be able to use the rest of them, like, you can just keep getting to those breakpoints so easily with this card. And just like you said, with it being a passive effect, also I can just use it as is. It doesn't have to change anything. And even if it's just a card that gives two enhanced amber pips, it's still a good card. I mean, it's still two amber that's just like floating around in your deck. Like, that's just a good thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, like, if you do end up with the cursed relic in there. By the way, this is an uncommon, if you didn't notice that. So we're going to see this fairly often, potentially even in, you know, multiples. But I do think it's an interesting way to do it. Having the extra access to just, like, a single damage to pop off a ward before the mass buyout is, you know, really sweet, obviously. Yeah, and in a deck that wants to abuse this, it's like even what we were just talking about, like the Strange Shell, like to be able to drop a token, you're like, oh no, if it's another token, I lost my Puzzling Trinket and I really need that card for this deck to work. You know, your Strange Shell can, you know, give it back, just to tie in the spoilers a little bit together. But anytime a card gives you options, it's a good card in Keyforge.
Agreed. Yeah, especially with no drawback. I mean, this is truly just, you make every single amber pip whatever you want it to be. That's insane.
That's all of our spoilers. I'm kind of glad the Keyforge Sleuths got out there and found the Maul's Collar in the Strange Shell so that we could
get this third spicy one. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're watching this, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll probably throw this audio in on our podcast feed as well. Be sure, if you have not already, go to the GameFound campaign, hop in on a tier, combine together, get some add-ons, get some decks. Make sure you go to GameFound.com. You can check out what's going on there. You've got, I guess by the time this is airing, 16 more days. So, you definitely don't want to wait too long. So be sure to hop in there. And final thoughts, guys.
What a cool set. Equidon seems awesome as far as like losing logos and shadows. This is now giving us draw and steal. So it's like, let's take two of the most broken houses and just combine them together. I'm so hyped for this. This is going to be so sweet.
Yeah, so far I'm digging this house. I think it's going to be a really good replacement for, like, in the future if they decide... Is Shadows in this set? No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it's a really good filler to kind of replace shadows and still have the ability to mess with Amber control outside of just like capturing, doing some stealing, doing some various things. I'm excited. It's a cool set.
Definitely.
Love it. All right, we'll head to keyforging.com. We'll link to the GameFound campaign below as well so that you can access that. And who knows, maybe we'll see some more spoilers from other content creators along the way. We'll see.
Be sweet.
All right. Hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Hope all your future wormholes are absolutely chaotic, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.